This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and the subject is turmeric, specifically curcumin, the active ingredient in it. You'll find it in a great new product called Liquid Turmeric Liposome Complex, made by Future Farm, PHARM. And we're talking to the founder, Gina Haney. Gina, you know, I think what's particularly interesting about curcumin is its brain benefits. And that's not to slight its benefits in terms of pain, you know, arthritis and achy body and, you know, injuries and so on. But it seems to work directly on the brain in a couple of ways. There's actually a lot of research on curcumin versus Alzheimer's. But there's also a link between inflammation and depression. And there have been some really interesting studies using curcumin versus depression as an antidepressant.
Yeah, there really has been. Just along with, I mean, when you're in pain, for starters, you're sad. And it happens over time. You may not even realize it until the pain is gone. And it actually lifts your spirit back up to where you're functioning. And if it's a clinical depression, I mean, just all the antioxidants involved help so much.
There's actually a lot of buzz these days in psychiatry. I mean, the way we treat depression is with SSRIs. The idea is to boost neurotransmitters. But there's actually some push within psychiatry research these days to develop better anti-inflammatories that work in the brain. The problem mm-hmm. is a lot of these things, yeah, they reach the joints. They don't really get through the blood-brain barrier. But there's evidence that curcumin can do the trick, especially when it's encapsulated in liposomes, which helps the delivery. Anything that's fat soluble has more likelihood of crossing the blood-brain barrier. So it's part of my routine when I see patients with anxiety, depression, and that is such a common complaint that I put them on anti-inflammatory nutrients, fish oil, but also curcumin. You know, as kind of a double whammy.
Yeah. And it really is great for that. And another wonderful thing is that so many people take these pills, pharmaceuticals that have binding agents in them. Mm-hmm. And those binding agents actually stay in your stomach. And if your stomach isn't healthy, you know, really nothing is. And that's another reason to try to not take anti-inflammatory pills. They're just not good for you.
So apropos of that, and this is, I'm taking this directly from your FAQ, your frequently asked questions on your website at futurefarm.com. Let's say you take turmeric, but you're having a bad day, you know, and I'm trying to get off the Advil, the Motrin, the ibuprofen, but I got to take, a pill today, this morning. Is it compatible with turmeric, or do you have to take one or the other? What have you found?
Well, no, I would not take both together. Number one, you won't know what's working.
Okay.
So, you know, sometimes people need a buildup, not a long time, but of a supplement in their system. Everybody's different. So most people, it works, you know, that day very quickly, depending on their ailment. But no, I would not take both together.
Okay. So, I mean, that may be a suitable precaution. Are there any downsides in terms, I mean, a lot of things, if you take too much, You're going to get a stomach ache, GI distress. What's the situation with turmeric? I mean,
With liposome turmeric, it bypasses the stomach, so you're fine. But a lot of turmerics out there, yes. If it's a pill form, it sits on your stomach. If it's in a capsule, I mean, who knows what's in it? You know, you have to do your research. But liquid liposome, ours, bypasses your stomach, so there's no GI issues at all.
Okay. And so, you know, if you look at a label, you know, a lot of people, are doing kind of a body count when it comes to the label, and they look at, well, this milligram versus that milligram. And, you know, they may look at a capsule, and the capsule, the capsule says 500 milligrams. And, you know, yours is like, what? How many milligrams? Does that mean that it's weaker or less potent?
Well, it's actually 1,600 milligrams. Of curcumin. At one point, we were putting 16 on there because that's the drug manufacturer. That's how they code things because of the liposomes. But it's actually 1,600, and it does say 1,600 for the consumer to understand. Normally, the ones you see out there are 500.
Yeah, that's the normal say, size, right, per capsule.
Mm-hmm. It'll say take twice a day or this and that. But these are 1,600 per half dose.
Wow.
You know, so
that's a very potent product, I would say, comparing. Mm-hmm. So it compares actually favorably so there's no sleight of hand here, like, oh, look, there's less, but the liposomes make it more bioavailable. It really is more if you take that dose that's suggested, a half dropper full twice daily. Yeah. I mean, these are actually questions that I'm asking you cold because I don't know the answers myself, and I have to explain this sometimes to patients. They're not used to taking liquid supplements because everything is in pills. Am I missing anything? Presumably you review the research on turmeric, you know, which virtually every day there's a new study. Interesting new applications of turmeric that you're seeing in terms of the research?
The main thing that it really does, it does improve brain function, and it improves depression, and it has anti-aging properties, and it lowers risk of heart disease, but it's all based around, you know, blocking the inflammation that's causing havoc on your body. So it all just kind of goes together.
Yeah, and I'm going to do this on your behalf because I know that as a manufacturer, you have to be very wary of making claims, and especially claims related to, you know, a very serious challenge, which is cancer. But I got to say, you know, the research is very robust on turmeric versus cancer, and by no means are we suggesting that, you know, you should abandon whatever conventional treatment if it's effective and promising, and just swig a bottle of turmeric. But it really should be an adjunct to your program of, you know, fighting cancer. And the nice thing about turmeric is that most studies suggest, and I would coordinate with your oncologist on this, that not only does it not interfere with the efficacy of conventional treatments, which some supplements do. You know, you have to be careful. They may kind of wash out the effectiveness of chemo, but the majority of treatments, not all, but the majority of treatments, turmeric is very compatible with them. I've done the research. I advise patients on, you know, what they can take when they have cancer. And
especially with the liposome, because the liposomes could potentially pick up anything else that's going in your body during treatment and deliver it to your soft tissue, you know? So it's really a good partner with that.
Yeah, and I'm sure you get a lot of inquiries from people, and it's sometimes a little heartbreaking because people call up and they have the most god-awful conditions. And what are you going to say? You're going to say...
They do.
Yeah, and you're going to say, look, I want to be helpful, but you've got to check with your oncologist. But most of the research is very strong on, at the very least, turmeric's preventive effects against cancer.
I've had someone call me, get transferred, you know, and call me when Future Farm first started, and he was actually in the hospital, and he was not well with cancer. And he said, he wanted to know if this would work, and things like that. And it does make it really, really personal, this, mm-hmm. this business. You know, you really have to care, to run a company like this, because you want whatever's going in them to be the best. You know, it has to be tested and tested again, and it has to be the best. So I take a lot of time talking to people because I think it's important.
Indeed. Indeed. So, in terms of, anti-aging, you know, a lot of people concerned about general rejuvenation. Is there any evidence that, turmeric has good effects on, say, skin quality, on wrinkles, on skin aging?
Yes. Well, for rosacea, it's very good. Very good. There's been studies that show people that have...
Not applying it topically to the rosacea. It's taken internally.
No, you want to... Yeah. Right, because really anything, you want to start from the inside, right? I mean, but yeah, the rosacea factor is really showing a lot of promise, just from the inflammation.
Yeah, from the anti-inflammatory standpoint, because, mm-hmm. you know, what mm-hmm. it appears to be superficial, but, I often say, you know, if you want to help your skin... don't smear stuff on your skin. Take stuff internally, mm-hmm. and follow a diet that's anti-inflammatory, and you'll see good results.
Diet's everything. It really is. It's not what you eat, or it's not what you eat. It's what you absorb, right?
Right. It's also sometimes what you avoid. You know, some of these our diets are very pro-inflammatory,
Yep.
I think one of the acknowledged benefits of things like the Mediterranean diet is the Mediterranean diet is rich in polyphenols and antioxidants that come from herbs and spices. So there you have it. Mm-hmm. One of the things that struck me a few years back, and I was really surprised to see it. It was in the New England Journal of Medicine, which is usually about, medications and new drugs and, very esoteric things. But it was about cystic fibrosis, which is a very challenging disorder. A treatment that frankly is incurable. They're now doing gene therapy, maybe to change the genetic makeup of individuals so that they won't have it anymore. And that's in the future. But it was a very detailed article about the effects of curcumin, on all the molecular pathways of cystic fibrosis, which suggests that it has a good effect on the lungs. I mean, short of, a dire terminal condition like cystic fibrosis, people who have chronic lung conditions, there's a lot of inflammation there, right?
And as a preventative, too, with anything. So, I mean, cystic fibrosis, it can't hurt. It's a good... Turmeric is a good preventative to take no matter what age you are. It's obviously best to take when you're younger and keep going. I haven't seen any studies, I say 12 years old and up, but on kids, but, it's great for the lungs.
Indeed. So, all right. In terms of the, FAQ section, on your website, I think I pretty much ran through some of the questions there. Is it pure liposomal turmeric, or are there some adjunctive ingredients in there?
Is anything pure. Else in the bottle? It's pure. It has the other ingredient that we added was a tiny, tiny amount of glycerin, mm-hmm. and that was for taste. I mean, a tiny amount, because I want to avoid having if somebody that has diabetes, I want them to be able to take this product. So we're really
so no
careful
sugar,
about
but,
it.
But glycerin is a naturally sweet substance that actually doesn't have an impact on blood sugar. I mean, it has a small caloric contribution, but if you don't put much in there, it won't, it'll sweeten the product without giving you, big calorie wallop. So that's.
Right.
So, let's just take a moment and let's talk about a couple of your other products. I mean, our focus today, of course, is on turmeric. Wild oil of oregano, really popular these days because it's antimicrobial, it supports the immune system. You decided to throw in some rosemary into that mix. Why that? That's kind of a unique combination. Usually products are, you know, we're just oregano or alone.
It really, yeah. So we did that for starters, for shelf life, right? That was going around the table, round and round. And we did it for shelf life, and then we did it for circulation. And it actually is a bacteria killer on its own. So it mixes really well with the oregano product because it has a little bit of a bang of rosemary in it. It's good for circulation, kills bacteria. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, rosemary has activity against so many microbes, bacteria, fungus. It's wonderful as a natural antifungal, and even it has antiviral effects. So it's amazing. I mean, even it has effects against some of the most dangerous bacteria, the MRSA. Methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, which is a devastating problem in hospitals. It's actually been suggested that they aerosolize oregano, put it in, a diffuser in the air in hospitals. Of course, then the hospitals would smell like a pizza parlor, but, you know.
Yeah, well, but still, I mean, it is. It's really, really good for that. I don't get the flu shot, and neither does my 14-year-old. My other two family members do, and we don't get the flu.
Yeah.
We just don't. I knock on something, but we don't. And I take it regularly, and it's. I mean, why not? It's a very strong product, but it works.
And I think your most intriguing product. I mean, because pretty much we've heard about turmeric, and we've heard about oregano.
Mm-hmm.
Those are very popular. But I'm holding in my hands Future Farms Liquid Black for Health Liposome Complex, and that's really interesting because there's stuff in there that you don't hear about that often. Black cumin seed oil, black radish root, black garlic, and black pepper extract. And I'm fascinated by black cumin seed oil. I think it's going to be a real up-and-coming supplement. Maybe we'll do an entire segment about that in the future. But can you introduce us?
A lot of people take that.
Yeah, can you introduce us to that one? Because that's one that's it's on my radar screen, but I haven't really plumbed the depths of black cumin seed science. What's that about?
Well, I mean, it was actually brought up to me to do by a friend. I have to say that.
Okay, you can't claim credit for it. Okay.
Yeah, and I really can't, and it does really well, but it wasn't entirely my idea, but it took about 8 months to kind of figure out how we wanted to do this. But so black cumin seed oil, a lot of people take just for their skin, for their insides. A lot of people that do have some sort of prostate issues, it's very good for inflammation on its own.
Mm-hmm. It actually has some claims to fame for respiratory diseases. I've looked at some of the research on that.
Yeah, which is inflammation. Yeah, it's true. And then the black garlic, it doesn't have any odor, and it does not taste like garlic. It actually tastes sweet because they take the garlic bulb, and we get it from Wisconsin. They take the bulb, and it sits in a dark room for about 2 months, and the sugars break down, and that's what turns it black, and it actually has 10 times the antioxidants that regular garlic has. It's used in a lot of food, a lot of Chinese dishes, but it really is a powerful, earthy taste and very, very good for you. It's kind of sticky, so most people use it in their food, but if you can liposome it, which that's pretty much what took so long,
mm-hmm.
It stays with you. And then we have black peppercorn too.
And I'm just looking it up here. Black seed contains something called thymoquinone, which is an antioxidant, anti-inflammatory compound. That, and they state this in Medical News Today, pretty mainstream publication, may also have tumor-reducing properties. Very interesting. So
right.
It's been used for thousands of years. It's a traditional product. I think it, it's something where I think the research is going to show some true benefits. Anti-obesity effects, skin benefits.
Mm-hmm. I'm just weight management. Some of the,
weight management. So it's one of those things, you know, just look up black seed or black cumin seed. You'll see some interesting science behind it. And it's actually one of your products, Liquid Black for Health, Liposome Complex.
Right. And
go ahead, I'm sorry.
So the black radish root that's involved, the radish itself is black on the outside. The skin is very good for you. And the inside is white. But it makes the stomach in tip-top shape. I mean, it's so good for your stomach. It supports liver cleanse. It eliminates toxins. And then the peppercorn is really good for absorption and just good for people on a daily basis. But it didn't taste that great when we were doing it. And I thought, okay, I'm not putting any sweetener in this. So we used monk fruit to make the taste. It's a natural, you know.
Which is stevia-like. It's sort of in that genre.
I didn't want to use stevia. I don't personally like it. So I thought, well, I'm not going to do that.
Yep.
And so
it's a little bitter.
It just doesn't, it tastes, So the monk fruit really, really added to it. And then it liposomed and it stayed liposomed. It stayed suspended for weeks and weeks and weeks. So we rolled it out.
So, here's just a hypothetical question. Say, listeners, you know, like all the attributes of the products that you offer at Future Farm, the wild oil of oregano, the curcumin, you know, they want to support their immune system, they want to have anti-inflammatory effect, yet they also want the benefits of black for health. If they take all three simultaneously, is smoke going to come out of their ears, or are these compatible?
Nope.
I mean, you can attest to that. You probably are a consumer, right?
I take them. Yeah, and we test, we, you know, that was talked about while making it as well. So you can take them all at the same time. You can take them at different times. You can take them with food, without food. It doesn't matter. That's why we have that buy two, get one free on all the products, because it's, for me, I keep one in my kitchen. I keep one in my bathroom and I keep one in my bag, in my purse. So I always have it in case, oh shoot, I forgot to take it, you know, or oh shoot. So it's always there with me. It's like people can have one at their office, you know, or hand one out or whatever. So yeah, you can mix them all together.
Just make sure that when you put your turmeric complex, liposomal complex in your Chanel bag, that you wrap it tightly in some plastic, because you don't want the contents
maybe
to
put it in something.
Yeah, right.
You just never know with that. Yeah, I mean, it could happen. So yeah, you want to contain it.
Indeed. All right. Good stuff. Gina, any additional things you want to mention? Let's mention again the website, and we'll talk about the special offer again.
Well, I'm just happy that you had me on. I respect you a lot, and it's always fun to do these. So thank you. The website is My Future Farm, and it's myfuturepharm.com, and the call center is 888-841-7216. And we have buy two, get one free on all the products.
Okay, right. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at My Future Farm, PHARAM. I'm reading the copy here of the commercial that I read for you. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Good stuff. Congratulations. Great company. And, you know,
thank you.
Also, you know, we appreciate your, you know, this is obviously a labor of love, and I think you bring a great deal of commitment to this. You know, obviously you take pride in your product, and you want to make sure that products are the highest quality. And I think that this reflects that.
It's what gets me out of bed in the morning, honestly. When someone needs, you know, if someone's hurting, or there's ways to get better without pharmaceutical pills. I mean, I like educating people on that.
Indeed. Thanks so much for joining us. Thank you, Gina. Gina Haney, founder of Future Farm Botanicals. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For decades, I've been preaching about the importance of a regimen of basic supplements that everyone should consider part of their daily health routine. So I came up with an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The very same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com and check out my Intelligent Medicine Starter Kit. It's a short list of the basic supplements that I recommend as a starting point for those looking to take control of their health. They're the essential elements of a basic program that everyone could benefit from. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. That's DearHoffmanStore.com.